today, it's a new word, maybe new to some of us. In fact, while I was coming in, the digital media people said, Denise, what is wrong with you? I mean, why do you want to confuse the listener? Why do you want to make it impossible for them to comment on this conversation? Well, it's simply marriages between close relatives, but it is called consanguine marriages. Yes, a marriage between individuals who are closely related. Why are we talking about this? I read something about people who had been together for 17 years. In fact, married for 17 years and had 3 children. And they revealed that they discovered their cousins after taking a family tree DNA test. As if that was not enough, I did more research and I discovered that it was recorded in history that there were twins who were separated at birth who had gotten married without knowing that they were twins. One person adopted one twin, the other person adopted the other twin. Years later, they came together, they fell in love, and then boom! The discovery. Ah, we are twins, yo. Ah, hey. Now, that marriage was pretty early. I think they discovered early enough. It didn't change certain things that had already happened. You know, especially when you get into a relationship outside Nigeria. But then again, it's one thing to be in a relationship with someone, discover you are related, and then break up. It's another thing to be married to someone, have kids with them, only to discover you're related. I mean, how could you not know you were related? Well, something called background checks before marriages could have possibly revealed this, but we live in a crazy world and anything is absolutely possible. The two questions I am asking today on the sunny side. One, should couples who discover they are related stay married to each other or go their separate ways? Think about it. Think about the fact that a lot of things are involved. Now, they have children. So the children, I don't want to think about it, but then you should help me think about it. Now, question number two, let's talk prevention of things like this, yeah? As a society clearly against such unions, we say abomination. How can we prevent such marriages from being instituted in the first place? Head on to X at Nigeria Info PH is our X handle. Or you head on to Facebook. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and be a part of the conversation. Like I always say, I love it when you listen. Go VIP listener, go listener. But when you are a part of the conversation by either sending in your messages or calling, you make it super interesting. So I look forward to fresh voices. When we come back from the break, I'll roll out the phone lines. Just stay tuned.
Nigeria Info will be right back.
So without further ado, consanguine marriages. Simply put, a marriage between individuals who are closely related. I came across this on the Vanguard newspaper sometime in March. A couple who discovered their cousins after 17 years of marriage and 3 kids. In what is a startling revelation, a US couple, Selena and Joseph Quinones, have discovered they're actually related. After 17 years of marriage and 3 children, the couple revealed they discovered their cousins after taking a family tree DNA test. They had been together for 17 whole years, and I've been married for more than 10 years when Selena decided to dig into her family tree. Now, what happened? While digging, she discovered that Joseph was her cousin. And then she went on to post it on TikTok under the handle Real Estate Mamas. She broke the news of how the couple found out they were more than just husband and wife. I married my husband in 2006, not thinking of anything of it. We have had 3 kids. Come to find out we are related and cousins. And then she urged other couples to check their heritage. The clip quickly went viral and has now had over 4 million views, with many people posting negative comments about their continued union, saying they should separate. She described the moment she first discovered her husband was actually also her cousin, is devastating, but says their love is stronger than ever and that she has ignored negative comments suggesting they divorce. This was three kids in what I found out we were related. I did my DNA test in 2016, and yeah, it was devastating because I was like, babe, we are related. Are we even supposed to be together? This is weird. And it really freaked me out. I wouldn't change it for the world. Husband and wife for life. That's cousin and husband. There's a reason why good couples look alike. I am just over here raising awareness. Then she explained how they've moved on from the discovery. My kids and my husband are my everything, and we look past it. All our kids have 10 fingers and 10 toes. It's a good icebreaker, though. So she's not the only one. Then there was also a story of a married couple who discovered they are twins separated at birth. The siblings had no idea whatsoever they were related. The harrowing story of twins who were separated at birth and married each other without realizing they were brother and sister was revealed sometime in 2012. When the unnamed couple realized the shocking truth about their relationship, they had their marriage annulled at a secret high court hearing. A judge ruled that the union was legally invalid. The couple's plight was revealed by the former Liberal Democrat MP Lord Alton, who is fighting for the children to have greater rights to know the identity of their biological parents. Now, the pair, who raised the twin story during a House of Lords debate on the Human Fertilization and Embryology Bill, said, "I learned of this heartbreaking story from the High Court judge who dealt with the case. We were having a casual conversation about the potential problems for donor-conceived children accidentally marrying each other. And he said this could also happen in naturally conceived children." Now let's look at donor-conceived children, for instance. There are some people that have said they do not want to get married. Hence, all they need is someone to fertilize. Some ladies have opined that, hello, just get me pregnant, okay? I'll pay you. Some men have been known to donate their sperm for that purpose. So people that want to conceive without having to be married or having to be in a relationship or even having to have, to go about it the natural way, would have someone donate. Now let's assume that the donor is Mr. Emeka, and Mr. Emeka donates sperm to a sperm bank. And Ada wants a baby. Ada's eggs gets fertilized by Mr. Emeka. Ada does not know a Mr. Emeka. Ada doesn't even want to know Mr. Emeka. Ada just wants a baby. Ada goes away. Let's assume Denise wants a baby. Denise goes and is also fertilized by Mr. Emeka. You know. Denise doesn't want to know who the father is. No relationship. She just wants to know that this is clean. She goes away. Give me another name. Christabel wants a child. And Christabel goes. And Christabel. So you see how it does happen. We've also heard stories of ladies who are also donating eggs. Okay? So it's possible that a lady wants a child and a lady gets... So this is how it does happen, that some people are born not knowing their father, assuming that the man in their lives is their father, assuming that the woman in their lives, their biological parents or something like that. And then years later, they some way, somehow find out that they share something in common with the man they have fallen in love with or the woman they have fallen in love with. Now that is easy. Oh, we are related. Okay, let's break up. But we are married. And we are not just married, but we now have children. So possibly, they probably would not know. Maybe you had twins. And these days, when you have the hospitals doing some really funny stuff, you have multiples, and they end up giving your multiples to other people. You know? I think there was a lady that gave birth to 9 children. Let's assume that lady said, I cannot take care of all these 9 children. Just give me 2 or just give me 1. And then there are people who are in need of children, and this person takes this one, this person takes this one, and then they share and everybody goes their separate ways. Years later, they come in contact. So it's possible sometimes you do not know that you have multiples. And when they meet as adults, they did not realize, or they do not realize, that they are related, but felt some level of inevitable attraction. These are the possibilities. And this is why I say we live in a crazy world where background checks may not be able to determine some of these things. Background checks are good. Now, I can't even tell you for a fact that there was some level of background check carried out when I needed to settle down. If I ask some of you that got married recently or got married in time past, if you ever bothered to check the lineage, the origin, and whatever of the person you are going to get married to, I put it to you that some of you may have not. So how then can we prevent such unions, such marriages, from being instituted in the first place? So when you think of that answer, also think of the possibility that they are already married and have children and probably have been together for years. Should these couples who have discovered they are related stay married to each other or go their separate ways? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. That is 0817-923-0002. I take that again. 0817-923-0002. We also have 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0003. Feel free to send in your messages if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Join the conversation on X at Nigeria Info PH is our X handle, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can watch us live and drop your comments in the comment section. Now, when you do call, a call screener is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. The first voice you would hear would not be my voice, but that of the call screener. So pay patience, tell them your name, tell them your location, and in no distant time, you will be added. You're able to join the conversation, or you'll be joined, or I'll be joined with you one way or the other in the studio. So there was a pre-sale to this conversation on Facebook, and I see a lot of your messages. I am going to read them. Let me start with the one from Kelvin Ogajifo. Kelvin says, go to the north. I know of some in Maiduguri among the Fulanese. Chinono Egwawa said, depends on what is culturally acceptable where it is practiced. Depends on what is culturally acceptable where it is practiced. Evangelist E.O. Bliss says, at first, it's a pity for two partners to come together without getting to know themselves very well. Anyways, such marriages should not hold because of their relationship. Charles is calling from Rumomasi. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm trying to do this question. My question is, I have a question. If people are good leaders,
Charles, I can barely hear you. Is there something you can do to make the volume higher? Hello, Charles.
Let me try. How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was like, if the person is like the man and the woman are related, because I used to hear that China relatives married and there was no problem. Mm. There was no medical problem with their union.
Mm.
Now, my question is, if they get married, And now they are related, like the case of the twins that got married.
Mm.
And then they have children. What is the medical problem? Why can't they stay married? Why does the people not tell them to divorce or break up?
Hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Why can't they stay married? Because they are already married. And what is that thing that is restricting them from getting married? Because I am medical personnel. I don't know why they shouldn't stay married.
Okay, you want to know why. Kurt from Choba. Hi, Kurt. Welcome.
Yeah, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have to say that the mistake you made is not invited. Like this whole mistake is not only at all.
Mm.
Even mistake, the law of marriage is different than the mistake you have made. Now, children is involved. If you say involved, who owns the time? Who sent to the world? I see this man is a I cannot change. They should be named as a husband and wife. After all, Abraham is the father of coordination. If you begin to pray, why can't we separate? This is not a brother. He's Abraham, the father of all. Thank you. They should be united. I'm Mr. God.
All right, then. Zion from GRA, welcome to the sunny side, Zion.
That marriage that Abraham married his sister is very wrong, erroneous. And it's unfortunate that on this part of the world, we don't dig deep into information and the words we get. We just take it from the soft and the wrong way. What happened there is an abomination. Not accepted because the laws of the land must not even guarantee it. And the problem is with us. We are so quick to sleep in people's beds. We are so quick to invite them. We don't take time to know ourselves. We don't take time to even understand ourselves. A guy will meet a girl by 8 o'clock going to work, exchange numbers, just you call in the afternoon, by 6 o'clock she's already in your house. The same day, less than 24 hours. And there are so many ladies that have given birth to children secretly. Some of them, even their parents are not aware they have children. Their brothers are not aware they have children. Tell me, now we call a globalized community. NYSE is accommodating a lot of young people. But it's accommodating a young people. Organizations, look at it, we always meet. As young people, we will always meet. And the ignition must always spark. What do we do? Do you know that today there are some best have children in the village in Port Harcourt? Mm-hmm. And will see give birth on that child there in Port Harcourt? Now, if the child that grew up in Port Harcourt, go to that village to serve. And if there's that child there, what do you tell?
Mm-hmm.
I think the aspect of our life, we should be able to manage certain formation. And there are certain information that must be revealed. You meet a girl from Bayelsa, this girl, let me be honest to you, I meet you from Bayelsa. I must probe you from the very first 5 minutes. Which community? I'm telling you, the first 5 minutes.
Mr. Zion, hold on. Before you go further, I think I know where your narration is going to. I have a cousin. No. Let's not go far. Let me speak on a personal note. I have a cousin. Our father has a complete football team, 10 players and one goalkeeper. 11.
Imagine.
11. He had four, three or before. He had four, no, three. Uh-huh. He had three with her mother. He has some with another woman. He has one that he had in the north that he did not know he has. The woman did not tell him that I have your child. How did my cousin know that guy? One of these days, she was going through Facebook. And she saw a surname. That her surname is not popular. You know, there are surnames that you can't hear anywhere. It's not, it's not regular. So when you see a surname that is you share, you are like, this name that is not common. What's going on? And then she said, hi, I see that we share the same surname. And the boy goes, hi. She's way older than him, though, so nothing could have possibly happened. But they were both adults. And then he said, yes, so that his name is Devi. I said, okay, who is your father? He mentioned.
Okay.
Do you know your father? Have you seen him before? He said, no. My mother has never told me about him. He's never taken me to him. And by the time she started asking, she discovered that this was her brother from a different mother.
You see,
till today, as I'm talking to you, her father has not even bothered to see this boy that exists. So they both know of their existence, but they have never met. And we have things like this happening all over the world.
What did the mother do? And look at this picture now. A girl will shout at the guy on Facebook. They will meet on Facebook. Or let one mouth at the back, they departed. Don't see each other again. A lot of them, they are pregnant.
Thank you, Mr. Zion. Reginald from Chococha has been waiting. Hi, Reginald. Sorry for keeping you waiting. Go ahead.
I am fine. Thank you very much. I think for me, since this discovery has been hard, trying to transfer these things now. I think we call for DNA test for intended purpose.
Intending couples to do DNA tests.
Type of DNA test for intended couples.
Okay.
But not that I'm not already taking. For me, I don't know who to do, but they have already got unhappy. So yeah, I cannot predict anything different between them.
Okay.
But I'm still confused that the twin and got married. That is and got married. I think not this by
I think something is wrong with my phone number. Well, for twins, it's possible that they were in an orphanage and someone comes to adopt them differently. I mean, those are the possibilities. This person comes, take one twin, the other person comes, take the other twin. And then they meet sometime in future. All right, DNA test for intent. I'm so sorry. I think something is wrong with our phone lines. Today, the calls are not clear. We'll just try to manage it. But I know that we can get the best from this sound. Maybe when we go on a break, I'll get in touch with our engineers to look at the phone lines. I don't know if it's a network issue or if it's a problem from our end. So please do bear with us. Muriel from Okrika, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Denise, you know, when I heard the phone out from that shift, I just told the person close to me and said, Constance is in the studio because that's Constance's number. You know, that's so much. I said, you know, someone told you to kill it. I now understood. The person to me even told me that this matter you're talking about happened in the family, his father's, mother's last born.
Okay.
We know that they want to marry, but they are very close relatives. They don't marry, and when they give it to the first child, they still want to be child back. You know, they were in the village, so they now want to be child. They now want to get to what you want to. They now realize that they were close relatives, that they had to think how we treat this
do some sacrifice and cleansing.
Hello?
I'm with you. They had to do some sacrifice and cleansing.
And you also told me again that I blew my young book. That there was one man, a black man, a story for me that the woman is daughter. When the community find out, the man called the police and the man was now saying that it didn't matter in his face.
Wow.
That is it because trust me, they didn't let them.
Wow.
Separation
then. All right. Real Gift from Port Harcourt Town. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon to you, Lady D.
Good afternoon to you too, Real Gift.
Thank you very much. For me, sometimes sitting the cost of this public we born. That's why I not say enough.
What is comic we born? This is a serious matter. We are laughing about it, but this is serious.
I agree with you, but we have to light it up because it's the reality of our time. This particular situation is even happening in my family, one of my cousins.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, just like Lady from Africa said, they have to go to the village and do one or two things, for one or two things, so that they can be separated. It's not that that place will be continued. No, they separated. And I can tell you that
in the case of your cousin, were there children involved?
Yes, there was a child.
Oh my God.
That was why, when they now found out, they now went to the village to do one or two things. And then the couple separated. They don't continue. They don't do as many that continue. As a trans-religious. For me, when you find out that it is from African society, the best thing for you to do is to separate. Because if you believe what our tradition tells us when it comes to issues like this, then you take your hand, go by with you, won't kill you. Yes, it's possible if you don't know from the outset, but from when you come to know about it, the best thing for me is to walk away.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Real Gift. Chinedu Ihunwa says, continue the marriage on Facebook. Ezeogu Dominion says, marriage between close relatives, there is always no respect. Jones P says, isn't that the same as incest? Well, I'm of the opinion that they should discontinue the marriage. Smart Buddy says, that's bad. I don't even want to marry from my community or state. Does not marrying from your community or state prevent it? Think about it, though. Evangelist EO says, at first, it's a pity for two partners to come together without getting to know themselves very well. Anyway, such marriages should not hold because of their relationship. If you're just joining us, it is still the sunny side right here on your number one station for talk. And we're looking at consanguine marriages. That's marriage between close relatives. I started off by saying that it's one thing to be in a relationship with someone, discover you are related, and then you break up. It's another thing to be married to someone for years, have kids with them, only to discover that you are related. And then you say, oh, that's why you need to do background checks before marriage. Maybe background checks could have revealed it. But we live in a crazy world, and anything, I mean anything, is absolutely possible. We're going to commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues. Do stay tuned to us.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
All right, indeed. Welcome back. Where do I begin? Messages, phone calls. All right, the conversation will continue after the news break, though. Let me see. I think I should, at this point, read some of your WhatsApp messages. Where do I begin? Okay, let's read this one from Soki Fubara from Port Harcourt. Abegi, if you start checking, you may check and check. The world is mixing. What happened during time of slavery? What happened to adoption of children? What happened to we migrating from here and now we are part of this place? If you check, your check may just be within nuclear and immediate extended family circle. The world is mixing. The next guy you dislike, his tribe may actually originate from your tribe. Let us show love. The world is mixing. The world is mixing indeed. Hausa marrying Yoruba, Yoruba marrying Igbo, and this tribe marrying this tribe, and people from the same tribe marrying themselves. DNA test sounds like a good option, or don't you think so? I love you, but before we do anything, let's go and do a DNA. No. Let's go and do a DNA. Let's be sure. But you see, there's something about love that sometimes, I'm sorry to say this, it makes you throw caution to the wind. Only when something happens do you realize that it is what it is. Okay, I think sometime we're going to talk about paternity fraud. We're going to revisit paternity fraud. And there's something that some people have not discovered. I'm not trying to make a case for the women, but it is highly possible that yes, the child does not belong to your husband and the child does not belong to you as well. So all you men that are so quick to go and do a paternity test to be sure your child belongs to you, and then you say, oh, your wife cheated. A lawyer once tweeted that a man had gone for a paternity test, discovered the child was not his, and started accusing the lady of infidelity. The woman swore on her life that the child indeed belonged to this man. And then the lawyer advised, the way this lady is swearing and doing this, let us give her a chance. Can we have a DNA test for her and the child? And then they did a DNA test for her and the child and discovered the child did not belong to her either. But she was pregnant and she was delivered of a baby. But what happened was that the hospital had switched her baby mistakenly because there were other people that had given birth at that hospital at around the same time. So the chances are that your brother or sister may be with one family somewhere in Gwagwalada or somewhere in Nembe Ogbolomabri or somewhere in Obakri or somewhere in Rumuchakara. And you are not aware. But what do I know? So imagine a guy starts singing this kind of song for you. And then the song just makes you to fall in love with the guy. Isn't at that point you start thinking about, wait. Let's be sure we are not related first. You have not seen love manifest. I doubt. It's the same way people that have the AS and SS genotype have come together only to discover at the point of marriage that, we cannot marry, this and that and that and this. See, a lot of things can happen. And how to prevent such occurrences is the reason why we are having this conversation. I know in some cultures it is acceptable, but we find ourselves in a society with diverse cultures, and to a large extent, it's not acceptable. So the two questions again I raise and I would reel out again are, should couples who discover they are related stay married to each other or go their separate ways? And as a society clearly against such unions, how can we prevent such marriages from being instituted in the first place, away from the sacrifices and cleansing that would be done when it is discovered? What about prevention? Americana from Obakri says, good afternoon, Didi. I don't subscribe to any faulty marriage. it's absolutely wrong to marry or support people that are related by blood or by tradition. Diddy, please, I want to know, is it right for a young man to carry a young lady whom both parents have dated and gave birth to a baby girl? I don't understand. Is it right for a young man to marry a young lady whom both parents have dated and gave birth to a baby girl? I still don't understand. Meanwhile, there are insinuations that the lady he wants to marry might be the child the both parents had. Hello, Diddy. Good afternoon. Assume you cannot change this rule. Marry your sister or brother and you would have great kids, great life, and be a blessing to your family, relatives, and humanity. Or marry an outsider and you would have horrible children, miserable life, poverty, frustration, and be a problem to your family and humanity. Which would you choose? I think the couple should stay together and not separate from Ibibia, fine man. How can you ask me such a question? Like, why is the other option filled with so many negatives? What is even the possibility that it will happen in that manner? Oh, I'm so sorry. Welcome back to the conversation. Confidence says, all these people are cursed by our parents. Can you imagine where parents can let their children know who is who to them? All these problems are caused by our parents. Can you imagine where parents can let their children know? Can't let their children know who is who to them. Confidence in from Ozuzu Eche. Anonymous says, Diddy, this morning, a former classmate who told me how some of her cousins were feeling too big to attend their annual cousins party crossed my mind. There are over 200 cousins. The family is rich. So many of them are in different places. So in order to prevent stories that touch, the elders said they should all return once a year because all the children don't know each other. The elders knew the times had changed. People can meet abroad and do stuff before they ask questions. So they mandated all their children to be returning home once a year. But some were feeling too big. I was outside Nigeria when my husband approached me, and I remember how terrified I was then, because I couldn't shake the feeling that I knew him. My only logical explanation was that we were closely related. Although we hadn't been physically intimate, each time I thought of the possibility of us already being related, I would get depressed. My heart did not rest till bright prize was paid. I wasn't there, but I felt it the second my bright prize was paid. I've heard stories of folk accidentally marrying who they were not supposed to, and I knew no elders on either side would quietly sit back and allow a bright prize to be paid if we're related. Marrying your relative is a taboo where I am from. When I questioned why I had felt like I knew him, elders were like, you do, you were together in a past life and loved each other very deeply. You both agreed to reincarnate, find each other, and be together again. Your soul remembers what your brain doesn't understand, and your Oyibo education cannot explain, but we recognize you from your past life. Why do you think we ensured your traditional marriage was contracted so quickly? Wow. Interesting. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Sydney, you must mind.
Welcome.
You know, whether Africans, whether we like or not, there is what we call African value. Africans have values. And until we stay away from, you know, destroying our values, we will never get it right. How do I mean? It's a taboo in Africa for a brother to marry his sister. It is a taboo in Africa for a man to commit incest. It is a taboo in Africa for a man to have sexual intercourse with a woman in the bush. And today, many people tell you, civilization has come and it has taken, it has never taken away any of these things. It's foolishness. And our inability to, you know, realize the problematic mistakes that has kept us where we are today. What do I mean? In those days, our parents got married through what I call marriage prerequisites. They asked questions. But today, people married through social media. You manage to Facebook. You must do Instagram. You do a lot of things. You even without even knowing the person you're married to, and at the end, you give problems here and there. You know why most people today are not married? It is because of you that are hanging on your neck. No matter the level of job they are, they never off. You go back to where such things are going to be and get them, get the answer of things. For me, Mr. Sidney Moore, who believes in African values, I never made it through social media. I want to emphasize and make sure my wife and I have nothing in common. Otherwise, you will be a victim.
Okay, so marrying, not marrying through social media can prevent. I see. Nigeria Info, Ida from Ankara, welcome.
Thank you very much for this topic. I support that man that just spoke to his nana. Did he pass there? I know when my father was alive with my mother. And during this period of small, wedding is not expensive. And I like with fish, my father is a fisherman, but you have fish to my mother. It's not very but not for social media, it's like a friend, but they don't know how to get the money like this. You start shaking your face, all the time. It's so different. Somebody come to buy from social media, come to live for somebody. Luckily, the person goes, and you have to give us answers. You're going to somewhere, you know, they start taking the people. I think that we should go back for our parents' time. That things will be normal. Some will not die again. So young girls are getting killed every day, getting mad every day. So the social media something. So if you go back to the old world, though. Thank you very much for this topic.
Who told you that in the old world people were not getting entangled with their relatives? This thing started even before people started, you know, getting on social media. Hi Denise, good afternoon. There is a movie on Silverbird TV titled Black Backdoor, depicting this misdemeanor of paternity. Two babies were exchanged at time of delivery by the midwife. The baby had a congenital problem that the poor father could not afford. So he exchanged his baby with that of his rich friend, whose wife had a baby at the same clinic, so he could foot the medical bills. Later, the wife was accused of infidelity after a DNA test. Bible forbids blood relations procreating, that is inbreeding. Eregoba, I see, send that in. Ron Face from Rume Kini says, good afternoon, WD. If I discover that my wife or girlfriend is my relative, I will quit because it's against the laws of the land. Good afternoon, Didi. My name is Benedict David from Ozwoba. These days, people are no longer doing background checks before marriage. But come to think of it, if we want to look at it from the Bible story, we are related to each other. We believe that God created only two people, Adam and Eve, and they gave birth to two boys. And the first so killed the second and flee off for some years and later found a wife who is probably his sister from the same parent. And that's how they continued marrying each other till we got to the population that we had today. But the question is, at what point did the DNA change? Ha, Benedict, what's going on here? Why are you taking us to where we do not want? They carry us go where we know no. Nigeria Info. Oh, yeah, so sorry we lost that call. If you're just joining us, I would tell you missed a great part of the conversation, but the truth of the matter is, as every other conversation on Nigeria Info, this one has to come to an end. It's a lot to take in. Being together for 17 years, having three children, only to discover that you guys are cousins. Being married only to discover that you guys are twins. You share the same genes. I can't sit here and tell you what I would do if I come to discover that my partner is my brother. and we have children or a child together already. It's a lot to take in. You see, sometimes it's easier to comment on stuff that you have not experienced personally. But when experience hits you and you have to take that decision, you're caught between a lot of realities. The reality that your child is both your nephew or niece and also your child. The child that your partner is both your child's uncle or auntie and also their mother or father. Maybe you guys decide to separate. What happens to the children from the union? What if the child doesn't mysteriously die, as Muriel said it happened in her own family or the story she heard of?
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
All right, I read the final message. Ikechi Goodness says, "Ha, this is a sacrilege in my place, so in fact, they go for spiritual cleansing and each of them will have a little part of their ear cut off." A friend of mine just got married abroad and I kept asking, why didn't he come back to Nigeria to perform all the traditional rites? And he had to send his brother, you know, to pick some of their family members to go to the girl's place to do the needful. While they were over there in UK, they just dressed in the traditional outfits for the purpose of pictures, and then they had their white wedding over there. None of their parents were in attendance, none of their family members were in attendance, so it was just the people, the friends they had and the people they knew abroad that were part of the wedding and the reception. What if that person is his sister or his relative? We live in a time when people get married and then they call their parents and say, "Hey, guess what, mommy? I just got married." Annulment in places where it is legally not acceptable. Annulment in places where it is traditionally unacceptable. But how many people will come out to tell you that, I'm actually married to my brother. I'm actually married to my cousin. Beyond just getting married, if we're not seeing people who know that this person is their relative, who openly desire them, fathers desiring their children, having carnal knowledge of their children. I was reading through something today, a father impregnated his own daughter and went to a pharmacist to get pills to terminate the pregnancy. She was already 23 weeks gone. And from what neighbors said, this man has been doing it to her for years. So what about those people that know and still engage? Years ago, whether or not it's true, I wouldn't know, a lady was openly professing love for her father, that she's the man of his dreams. Things are happening. Crazy things are happening indeed. But do your due diligence before you say, "I do," so you are not caught up in such a situation. Do it for yourself. Do it for your children. Do it for the emotional costa that you will have to prevent in future. And you'll be better off for it.